B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Queen fan was left starstruck after spotting Freddie Mercury in his pork chop.
It's unbelievable.
Derek Sims.
He said he would try to communicate with us.
Had popped his cut of meat into a pan only to find the rock legend suddenly appear as it was cooked. The dad of two had been cooking dinner for he and his wife Donna as a treat at their home in Blackpool, England. In awe of his dinner resembling the late superstar who passed away in 1991, Derek took some pictures of it before eating it.
You know, that's the song. We will pork chop.
Derek said, I've never seen anything like it. I've cooked a lot of things and lived a lot of years, but I've never seen my food resemble a celebrity before. Before I served up, I called pork chop sandwiches. I called over my wife and she clocked it straight away, he said.
You idiot. That's Lemmy.
We looked at it for a minute or two, but we were both so hungry we ended up eating it.
What a great way to pay tribute.
He said, I know it's a bit silly, but I've shown people and they say it's a dead ringer for Freddie. I'm a big fan. I never saw him live, but I would love to have. Or never saw him live. Never saw him live. So this publication wrote a couple of other classics, Steve, along those lines that might be We Are the Hampians.
Yes.
Don't Chop Me Now. And Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm.
Those are pretty stupid.
Yeah. Bohemian is better.
Yeah. Bohemian. I agree. That's better.
Dumbasses.
A good Samaritan has saved the life of a man leaning dangerously over the side of a platform to vomit by pulling him out of the path of an oncoming train.
Whoa.
Kieran Foley was waiting at Petersham Station in Sydney, Australia, when he heard the sound of a train slamming on its brakes in an attempt to avoid a collision. A man puking onto the tracks was completely unaware of the train as he had his headphones on and was unable to hear the screeching of the brakes. According to the man, Mr. Foley said, I bounded over to him. I remember not waiting to run because I didn't want to knock him in front of the train, and I just remember grabbing him by the shoulders and pulling him back. I'm just grateful I was in the right place at the right time. After the disoriented man was rescued by a matter of inches, he stumbled around before becoming sick once more, so puked again. He then bent over the other side of the tracks and continued to vomit. Mr. Foley walked the man and urged him away from the tracks before telling him to sit down and rest so that he could get home safely. The hero said it was lucky that he was not wearing his noise-proof headphones at the time of the incident, or he would not have been able to have heard the train. It's a home burglary that left Trish Woodard scratching her head on Tuesday morning. Daytona Beach police said Woodard's surveillance camera captured a man casing her car and property around 9:45 a.m. while Woodard was inside feeding her granddaughter. She said, there's this guy standing up by the tailgate of my car looking in, and he has my coffee cup off the patio, and he's drinking my coffee. It was just bizarre. It was just weird. So Woodard walked outside and confronted the man, who she said was standing by her fence in the backyard. He says to me, I'm just cutting through because I've been running red lights all morning. And I said, get out of here.
Get.
The cops are on their way. Get out of here.
Get.
And he said, thank you, and jumped the fence, and that was the last I've seen of him. Now, the suspect walked off with a blue bag in hand, but Woodard said that he only swiped her a coffee mug from the porch. It was an $8 mug that Woodard said is worth so much more. She said, we actually purchased it from the cracked egg on the morning my husband asked me to marry him.
Aww.
Police arrived and tried to catch the man, who jumped from yard to yard, eventually running from a boat where he was hiding. Only in Florida. Officers released Woodard's surveillance video, hoping to identify the man. They have not found him.
Get.
Yep.
Florida man.
How about this? British doctors have pulled off an incredible feat after a man came to the hospital with a freakish hand injury. Carpenter Anthony Lilliatt was cutting floorboards with an electric saw when the injury happened, effectively cutting his hand in two places. Surgeons were tasked with trying to piece his left hand back together. However, because the 46-year-old suffered a near double amputation, they had to work delicately. The plastic surgeon, Roger Adler, said, Took him into the theater. I realized it was much worse than I'd first thought.
Why are they taking him to the movies?
It's an operating theater. Oh. It had to be. It had.
What do you want to see?
Had it been cut off almost completely in two places, at the base of his palm and again just below his fingers, resulting in a double-level amputation. Time was against us. His detached fingers were getting warm and left too long without blood, and they would rapidly decompose and be impossible to reattach. So he said it was the most complex amputation I've ever had to deal with. So Anthony went into surgery for 17 hours where the doctors were able to eventually get his hand in some working order. And that was thanks to nerve and vein grafts from his forearm and foot, respectively. And they also made the tough call to sacrifice the middle finger to help fix other part of his hands. But it was interesting, though, because when everything was finished, the doctors realized there still wasn't enough skin to cover his palm. So they came up with a rather interesting way to bridge the gap. They cut a section of skin from his groin, and then they sewed his hand into the open patch of his groin and left it there for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredible.
That makes spanking it so much easier.
It created the perfect environment for Anthony's hand to regrow the skin.
Mm.
And eventually he said the skin from his groin grew new roots to where it had been transferred to his hand, and we were able to cut his hand free. And Anthony has already regained some movement in his hand and has regular sessions at the hospital's hand therapy team.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, they sewed his palm to his nutsack.
Yeah, basically something like that. So is he going to have pubes growing all over the palm of his hand?
Wow.
Wouldn't that be great? So interesting.
All right, I have jock itch on my palm.
One last story. The worst driver in Ireland has vowed to carry on driving despite having failed his test 20 times. Ray Heffernan, 69 years old. He said this week he had failed yet again, and the learner driver said the instructor couldn't wait to get out of the car at the test center in Cork City. He said, I asked the fella when he was getting out of the car, were you in any danger in my car? And he said, no, but then he failed me. I looked at the sheet, and there were marks for failing on roundabouts, observation, changing lanes, clutch and gear control, turning left and moving off.
Are those essential things?
He goes, I said to the fella, I'm not taking you to court, but you know my name. To be honest, I didn't expect to pass. I'd be surprised if I passed. And he joked, I think I'm blacklisted at all the driving test centers. Every driving instructor and tester in the country knows my name. I'll never pass a driving test in Ireland. One fella says he remembered testing me before, and another fella gave me 44 X marks.
These fellas.
And he said they weren't kisses either. Despite his poor track record, Ray insists his driving is not to blame, saying, I'm a good, careful driver. I drove all over Britain and Scotland, and I've never had an accident in 54 years, except one time when a fella came down the middle of the road and crashed into me, and it was his fault. This is why I left this story.
Yeah. So I've driven over some fellas and killed some fellas.
Exactly. So, but he says he's going to try again eventually, but 20 times and still not able to get his driver's license.
I think that should be an indicator that maybe your time has passed.
Yep. 93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
All right, a Florida elementary school teacher who apparently enjoys going au naturel while in the nature of his backyard has been demoted after a neighbor filmed him mowing his lawn naked. And I saw the pictures, and the dude is doing it. He's out there completely in the buff. He's got shoes on, and that's it, but he's pushing a push mower in his backyard.
What kind of fencing around the yard?
That I'm not sure of. Okay. The neighbor then filed a police report, forcing the school to move him to a non-teaching position. His name is Brian Wheeler. Wheeler was not charged with a crime, but is still fighting to teach again. The teachers union says the punishment is too strict, but they say the neighbor who exposed Wheeler has had a history of issues with him. Now, I'm not sure if the issue is that this guy's naked all the time in his backyard and he said something about it. If so, that might be something to be concerned about. But in a lot of these cases, And in Florida in particular, I think there have been people that have just not gotten in trouble because it's their own property.
They're on their property. And there's a case like if you're on your property and like your front lawn and you're exposed to passersby. But if in your backyard, you're
there's a privacy fence, like a decent sized fence.
Like then a dog fence.
But I don't know.
It's stupid, but still.
A woman was arrested after a man said she got a couple of beers and did, quote, a stone cold Steve Austin to him. The man also got locked after investigators said that he got in a physical confrontation with them and boasted of jiu-jitsu training. The 23-year-old woman was arrested on a battery charge, and the 26-year-old man was arrested on charges of battery on an officer.
Threw Jackie Chan on me.
Resisting an officer with violence. So investigators said the man was pinning the woman down in the garage. He wound up getting off of her before deputies said he got in a physical altercation with them. It took three... Is this Steve Austin's music?
Yeah.
Turn down a little bit, please. Thank you. All right, so anyhow... So it took three deputies and pepper spray to get the man into custody. The man told deputies he had argued with a woman and that she threw her phone at him, striking him in the throat. And he said she followed him, quote, took two beer cans and Stone Cold Steve Austin my ass. Austin has a number of signature moves.
He does.
And it's not clear whether the woman is accused of using any of them in the incident. So they don't know in particular what that meant. The man said the woman went crazy, which forced him to pin her down until law enforcement officials arrived. But that's when the man actually attacked the police as well. And
he should have countered with an iron cheek, Preston.
That he was trained in jiu-jitsu.
Ooh, a camel clutch?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
A basketball-sized grapefruit has brought two world records to a Louisiana couple.
All right. We finally have something.
The giant citrus grew in the yard of Mary Beth and Doug Meyer of Slidell.
Mary Beth, come here quickly.
The Guinness Book of World Records says it's the world's heaviest and largest in circumference.
Did they say Rydell or Slidell?
Slidell.
Okay.
It weighed 7 pounds. 7 pounds, 14.6 ounces, so almost an 8-pound grapefruit.
Size of a basketball, you said.
Exactly. So it measured 28 3/4 inches around, and that's almost as big as an NBA basketball.
Look at this. Look at that. That's the goddamnedest thing I've ever seen.
The grapefruit was 13.
What are you thinking of? It's a grapefruit, you idiot.
It was 13.6 ounces heavier. And 1 1/4 inches bigger around than the 2006 record, which was set in Brazil.
It's not a grapefruit, it's too big.
State Agriculture and Forestry Commissioner Mike Strain presented a Guinness certificate to the couple Tuesday in Baton Rouge. His department provided the equipment for the official weighing and measuring in January.
Did you two come forward and receive your award? You, the two idiots at the end.
Me?
So they
won a major award.
No. All right, one last story. This is pretty wild. I saw the video footage of this. A huge torrent of water broke through a shopping center ceiling before smashing down onto a woman. It looks like a swimming pool was just dumped on top of it. It was pretty wild. I'm surprised she lived, to be honest. The unsuspecting shopper is swept away by the barrage of rainwater which had ripped through the mall's canvas roof during Typhoon Bailu in China. The shocking footage shows the unnamed victim braced just seconds before the water hits her. She covers her ears, but the torrent crashes down on her head and sends her sliding out of control along the second floor of the shopping center during the incident. The main impact of the wave is on the second floor, but it also spills over to the first floor where a terrified father scrambles to rescue his son from a children's ride. The woman and a second shopper were injured by the deluge, which was understood, like I said, to be caused by waterlogged canvas roof, which ripped under the strain of the heavy rain. So I don't know the extent of the injuries, but it's pretty freaky footage. Yeah, we're watching it. Casey,
oh,
did you see that?
Lord.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
This reminds me of that. Remember that footage of the earthquake with the rooftop pool sloshing?
Yeah. That was wild.
And did you guys ever see the footage of that guy who was drunk? He was working the wave pool, and this might have been over in Asia somewhere. He was drunk, and he set the wave pool
yes.
at the hardest, highest setting.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a tsunami in like a water pack.
How so it gets that bad when cranked up?
Very quickly.
If you can
too.
Find that.
Somebody
really?
Find this footage. Yeah.
Why would they even have a setting like that?
I don't know. Right? But it was you're like, you can't believe it when you see it. Yeah, see if you can find that. It's a wave pool mishap, or I don't know what you'd search on. What do you know what country it was in, Casey?
I think it was in Asia. The country
hey,
of
it was
Asia.
In the country yeah. of
have
Asia.
You ever put it up to tsunami?
Steve, yeah.
Watch this. I'm sorry, we're watching this video.
It's insane.
Gigantic wave.
Wow.
And he
comes
was
through and rips right through these. Yeah, it was pretty wild. Well, it says the wave machine malfunctioned, Casey.
Yeah, I had read that he was he had been drinking too, so maybe that didn't help.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, put it on tsunami.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.